when you're someone that from the outside looks like they have it all put together and looks like they know every step in their life and is detail oriented and that type of thing, it kind of leaves you feeling isolated. Like, males listening to this, young brothers listening to this, I think can relate to this, because it's like the whole world sees you as this strong man, this strong figure that's got it all figured out. Or you project that to show that you're just this manly man. But there's a lot of things we don't know. There's a lot of things that we hope for, we have faith for, but truly don't know how it'll play out. And dating is a topic that's kind of tough, because I spoke to my cousin Faith today. We were talking about relationships. I was on the phone with Peyton, and Peyton and Faith are women, obviously, and they were giving me their perspective on dating. And Faith goes, you should be dating multiple people at a time. Like, that's the dating process. Like, date and see what you like. This person has this trait. That person has that trait. And I'm like, I literally hear this from a lot of my friends constantly. Like, while you're dating, right? You should go on a date with this person. You should go on multiple dates. Like, don't judge a woman for going on multiple dates. Don't judge a guy. I find that. I told her, I was like, I let her finish. And I was like, I honestly find that interesting. But in my head, I'm like, wrong. But like, when you disagree with somebody, you say interesting. And then I say my point. But it's true. Like, all my girlfriends, they say the same thing. Like, date around. You're young. Date around. You should know what you're going for after once you date around. I'm like, that's crazy to me. Because for me, if I date around, it's almost like giving the illusion of I can pick this from this person and pick this from this person and, build a body, build a girl, build a bear. This, like, that does not work. How? And it's to lock in with one person, see the traits that they have, the values that they have, the beliefs that they have, you know, obviously how they work in different lights and different settings, but to actually give that one person a chance. Give yourself a chance to grow with that person. And that's tough, because I sit here and ask myself, and I'll pose a question. Is that too much? Meaning, should it be that much? Like, you don't even know if you really like this person. Why are you doing the most? Is there a right way to find a connection with somebody? Is there a right way to go about the process of actually courting them in a relationship? Like, say I'm dating a girl, which I'm not, and I like this girl, but we're dating and she's dating other guys. Like, do I have the right to get pissed off? Do I have the right to feel a type of way? Because our beliefs are different. Like, she thinks we're both dating, which we are, but then she dating other people. And then what do you label it? Like, are we dating, or is this talk? Like, it gets so confusing as a man. It's like, you don't want to say anything about it because it looks, well, let me stop, because I think you should. I think you should, but I guess in my perspective and my viewpoint, my relationships have been always me diving in full fledged. Like, I'm all out when I'm in a relationship. And my first relationship went south, and I haven't actually ever dove in detail on this relationship. But long story short, I was with this woman for 2.5 years, going into college is my first real relationship. And I loved her. I thought we were going to get married. I thought we were going to have kids, all those type of things. And she definitely broke my heart. And it's not because of any cheating or anything.
Well, I didn't know. She turned to be a liar.
But anyways, and I don't like labeling people and saying that, but like, it's true to the point where I remember I'm at Capstone Cottages, sitting on the porch in tears while Keenan Evans is sitting right next to me, like consoling me because of a situation where I thought that she got, it's a lot. I thought that she got kidnapped. This story is crazy. And I was getting messages and emails from this fake DA online telling me what happened, all this stuff. Long story short, my friend Andrew Sorrells has people that got to the right information and said that's not a thing. And so basically all that was a myth, a fallacy, a lie. And kind of that in a nutshell was our relationship. There would always be certain things that would come up when I guess she sensed that I was trying to leave. One time I'm trying to leave and then she ends up in the hospital. Then I feel bad because how can I leave the person that I say I love when they're in the hospital, when they're down on their luck, down bad. One time I tried to leave, like kind of inkling at it. And sometimes as men in relationships, you self-sabotage. You self-sabotage because of selfish reasons. You want out, which isn't great. Yeah, think about yourself, but so just tell. And I think that's where I've grown. Like I should have had the balls, the moxie, the stones to just say, hey, I can't and I will not be in this relationship anymore. It's not good for us. It's not good for me. It's not good for you. Like, I can't do this. I should have been a man in that stage. And even that phrase, be a man, what does that mean? You know, I wasn't a kid, but I was a younger child, a younger man. And my first relationship, that's steps of growth. So I should give myself grace, but it's like I've learned to speak up. And yeah, every time, even coming up to my birthday, shout out to her. I was going to say shout out to her. I don't hate anyone. I walk in love. So shout out to her. Like every time I would like hint at it and guys just start arguments for no reason. And I'm not saying I did, but like if I was feeling a certain way, right? And she knew. And my birthday would come up like on this time. I was like, damn, I got to stay because I know she's about to go all out. She did. She bought me like a Louis V wallet, Louis V belt, these unreleased Jordans that hadn't even came out yet. She bought me like 20 some items for my birthday. I'm like, okay, I can't leave this now. And then her birthday came later, like the same month. So I can't leave this now. My birthday's like the 14th. I think hers was actually before mine. So I'm like, bro, I can't. So that whole time I'm trying to leave a relationship, I think I had been trying to relieve this relationship for honestly over a year. And it's like, you get so trapped. If you're listening, you get so trapped because of the story you're telling yourself about what would happen next. Like the story I was telling myself about what would happen next was she'd be broken. She needs me. And I think that's it, actually. I think I needed somebody to need me in that time of my life. Like I needed to have someone to fix or to have someone I could pour into, to find someone that actually sees me as value in their life. Like, a precious diamond or jewel. Like, this is valuable. I need to hold on to this person. And I think subconsciously I liked it. No matter how much I'd say, oh, she's pissing me off. Oh, I'm pissed. I'm upset. I'm not happy. I think we just thought that we filled each other's voids. It's funny because when you're in a relationship and, for lack of better words, one person is manipulative and one person is buying into that, both parties are at fault. And it's like, what can I do? I've played the part of before of feeling sorry for myself in that relationship. Like, damn, she did me wrong. She did this, she did that. But come to think of it, what did I do? What did I do that alluded to or that kept me in the situation? What was I gaining from it? I would like all the perks of my bed being made, food being made, all that. But that's all kind of external. But internally, what was I gaining from it? And I think that's it. I think it's the feeling of significance, the feeling of support, the feeling of having someone in my corner nonstop. I broke my foot twice in college, and she was there for my first real injury. And through the times where I'm broken, I'm down, I broke my foot at TCU, come home, and she was there at my beck and call. And honestly, now that I think of it, for me, it's so crazy when I'm going through relationships with people and when I start seeing them and taking them seriously to a different level, it always seems to happen when injury strikes in my life or I see them in a different light. Like the only way I used to, because my parents been married for 30 plus years and they were their first everything, first boyfriend, first girlfriend. They were friends before, then they got married, happy ever after. So that was my belief of what marriage is going to be and what dating should look like. So you should know that you should know that you should know, date them, and then that's it. And so I always just say I'm dating to marry. Obviously, everybody is, but like when you go to a date and say I'm dating to marry, maybe it looks like, oh yeah, he's serious, girl. She go tell her friends, her mama, like, oh, this one's a good one. He talking that talk, but like literally, they didn't understand what I'm dating to marry. Like to the point where months and later, they asking me, what are we? They thinking I'm one of them, like them guys outside. When I'm not, they ask me, what are we? What are we? And I'm like, I don't want to call this a relationship or you're my, yeah, it's a relationship, but I don't want to say the girlfriend word because it's like I'm dating to marry. I don't know if it sounds crazy, but that was me. And maybe I still have some shades of that. I've definitely broken it. I've grown up. I'll definitely, if I find the right one, that my girl, that my little shorty. But I just know there was some part of me that needed a broken person because I was broken. And you know what happens when two broken people try to mend each other's wounds and try to fill each other's voids? It's a freaking disaster. Like I block her everywhere. And there's a lot of things that's kind of been happening since then that I won't touch on because I don't think it even is about her. It truly is about me. And if you're listening, how many tough relationship and challenging relationships have you been in that you probably blocked this person? You never talked to this person again. If you saw him on the road, you wouldn't say hi, which I literally would. I think that's crazy. You were in a relationship with somebody and you just walk right past. I think that's weird. It's honestly weirder not to say something. Like, come on. Like, we're both thinking it. Hello. I don't do that. But if you're coming out of a toxic relationship and you're honestly feeling sorry for yourself, I'd ask you this. What part did you play? Like, what was so good? What did you gain? What void did it fill that you felt that you needed to be there in that relationship at that time for that long?
Hey, Genix, you going off?